Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Paul Garcia, and today I am speaking with Butch Angus, Lisa Wielander, and Maddie Manent of TECH, or Teens Encounter Christ. What is TECH? We'll talk more about it, but in brief summary, it's a weekend trip that helps teens focus on their personal faith journey. They learn the difference between faith and religion. They learn everyone's path is different and better understand how the religion can help guide their journey. At TECH, you will learn that although you may have many struggles in life, you never have to face them alone. You will become a part of a community of loving and supportive people who will help you remain true to yourself and grow in your faith life. I copied that word for word from your website, but everyone, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Of course, the pleasure is mine. So let's go ahead with some introductions briefly. Butch, please tell us who you are and what you do exactly with TECH.
I've been involved in the TECH program for over 40 years. I'm currently one of the assistant spiritual directors with the program, and I'll be participating in this the upcoming weekend that we're having in July. TECH's been a life-changing It was life-changing for me as a young person. It's been something I came back to as an adult, and I just love the community and the people who are part of it. It's been a wonderful part of my life.
Amazing. And Lisa, please tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay. Well, I am a musician here in town, up at St. Mary's Church in Bloomington, Action on Jackson. Mm-hmm. And I was involved in the very first team that was here in Bloomington back in 1982. And I have held many different positions. I have been a speaker, a musician. I've been a leader. And I also am part of the spiritual team as an assistant spiritual director with the deacons, Mike Poole and Bob Hermes. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. And Maddie Manent, please tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so I've done a little bit of everything. I went through TECH 132, and I since then have just been very involved. I have been a table leader. I've been a teen speaker. I've been on the background teams, like on kitchen and wheat teams. I've done security a lot as well, and I'm currently the musician for the girls' team in July.
Okay, and I hope you don't mind me asking, you're a young person. How fresh out of this program are you as a participant yourself? Like, when was the last one you went to as a, I don't know, if, do you call them campers? Do you call them?
Candidates.
Candidates,
yes.
Okay.
So I was a candidate in 2015, so.
Okay, got it.
A few years.
Okay, understood. So, this sounds like a really wonderful program TECH does. What did I explain it right with my brief summary? What is the main goal with Teens Encounter Christ? Whoever would like to go.
Teens Encounter Christ is a youth encounter. So, it's sponsored by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Peoria. It is based on the Paschal Mystery of Christ, which is Christ died for us, he rose for us, and he lives in us, and he sends us forth with good news of God's love for us. The weekends include meditations on prayer, on faith, on reconciliation, on the Eucharist, discipleship, and love. And there's time for reflection on serious questions of life and opportunity of forming Christian community. That's one of our main ideas, is to form our community and to go forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you go about forming a Christian community? And I'll go ahead with you, Butch.
Well, we draw from the community that already exists to put together what we call different teams. We have a presenting team, which actually will be on the weekend with the candidates. And then we have other teams that are working in the background. We have a wheat team. And by wheat, this is similar to the concept of palanca that they have in Kersia. It's based upon the idea that the sacrifice that you're going to, that people make. So the WEAT team is kind of working behind the scenes. They're sacrificing their weekend kind of to make sure that things run smoothly, that, you know, decorations are put up at different times during the weekend to emphasize what's going on the weekend. For example, on the first day of the weekend, it's Die Day. So we, you know, we have decorations, but they kind of are muted, you know, kind of quiet. A lot of purple, maybe a lot of black and gray, things like that, because we want people to be a little bit more serious on that Die Day as they're reflecting. And then, you know, the next day is, you know, Rise Day, and it's, you know, the decorations are bright and colorful. But the WEAT team takes care of those kinds of things. Then we have a kitchen team that they feed us through the weekend and always do a fantastic job. That's been most of my experience here in Bloomington Normal, was working with the kitchen team, because I love to cook, but it's just a great time being together. We also have a security team that kind of makes sure that we have our event at Central Catholic. So the kids are there. We sleep on the floor in classrooms on air mattresses, but we have the security team there throughout the weekend to make sure that, you know, these young people who are entrusted to us are going to be safe. So they're there overnight to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
So those different teams are make up the, you know, so it's different teams, but it's one community. And I think that's really important, that each doing their different role. I think that's a big part of the weekend, is that development of the community. Mm-hmm. So, and then what we do is, you know, as we hope that we make an impression on those young people through the weekend so that they come back again later on to be a part of the presenting team, to be a part of the WEAT team, to help in the kitchen. I know your niece Grace is going to be on the WEAT team.
Great.
She was a candidate in February.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So she'll be on the WEAT team here for July. But you know, it's and again, it's just, you know, try to find out what different gifts, different talents the kids have. Like, you know, Maddie, I didn't know you learned how to play guitar while you were in college, right?
Yeah, I went to school to be a musician for the first few years and then just brought the talent with me. I was a music minister at my college for 3 years.
Wow. The person I was just talking with before you guys was talking about the importance of utilizing your skills and your interests to glorify God. Mm-hmm. Well done. He'd be pleased with you.
Yes.
So very interesting. I've also heard that the food at these weekends are exceptional. Yeah. It just seems to be a staple from, I know people that have gone to these events, and you said you were involved with that cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's very interesting, you know, because one of the things that is different about the Bloomington Normal Tech than any other tech in the country right now is that we run concurrent tech weekends. We used to do a weekend in January and a weekend in February, boys tech, girls tech. We are now only running our weekends together. So we have a boys tech going on at the same time as a girls tech in the same facility. So that's a challenge for the kitchen crew, because they have to basically produce twice as much food. I will also say that the girls on the girls' weekends generally eat healthier than the boys. not necessarily less, but just healthier. But that it's a lot of fun to be in the kitchen. They do some, biscuits. Oh, those breakfast biscuits are fantastic.
Oh, the Tech cinnamon rolls are the best.
Yeah. And Taco Rise Day.
Yes.
There we go. Oh, cool, man. Just another reason to attend one of these. If you're listening, or if you have children or grandchildren who are interested, bribe them with the food. So before we continue to move on, how does one get signed up for a tech weekend?
So as we were saying, that it's concurrent weekend, so that the boys and the girls will be going at the same time. They'll go to the website, which is
bntech.org.
Yes, but I think it's B-dash.
bn-tech.org.
Okay. And there's a place there to sign up. It's very simple. And then it goes directly to our administration, and they're signed up.
What is the cost per, what are they, not clients, sorry, you said
right. they, candidates.
Candidates.
So it's $75.
We ask for that,
but it's a donation.
But we understand that cost should not be a reason a kid can't come. we have a great amount of support financially in the community within our tech community. So, you know, if a family can't pay that amount of money, we're not going to turn their child away. So we ask for that offering, but it's what we ask. And if you can't do it, that's great. We're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. So when is the next tech event?
It is June 8th through July 8th through the 10th.
July 8th through the 10th here in Bloomington.
So it starts on a Saturday morning about 9 o'clock. The candidates arrive.
Is when they can start arriving, mm-hmm.
And then it'll go through Monday afternoon about 4 o'clock, I think. It's over.
4 or 5, yeah.
So walk me through how the event starts. If I were a kid, what age groups are you working with, first of all?
So we're asking that you be 15, and it's up to about 20.
15 to 20.
Yeah.
So right now what we would do is if a person wanted to go through in July, we ask that they'd be going into their sophomore year of high school. Now, what we will do come when we do this again in February is we'll open it up to those freshmen who have at least finished their first semester of high school. So we'll take, you know, kids a little bit younger, you know, depending on where they're at. But yeah, 20 seems to be about the top off of that.
We've had some that have been 21 as well, but 20 seems to be, where we stop. But they'll come in on Saturday morning. There'll be an icebreaker, a chance to meet everyone. And then they'll go into the conference room and we'll start doing introductions and things like that. So we know, you know, who they're dealing with.
Okay.
And while the kids are, you know, getting to know one another, we meet with the parents to kind of just talk with them through what's going to happen through the weekend. There are some things that the parents need to know about that the kids will find out about, because there are a few surprises on the weekends mm-hmm. that we don't want the young people to know about yet. But we do want the parents involved. So we will meet with the parents and we'll, you know, try to reassure them in some instances, and just find out that a lot of the parents themselves have been through the weekends or have some kind of understanding about the tech program from when they were younger themselves. So we do see a lot of generational sort of things now, because tech came to Peoria Diocese in 1973. It came to Bloomington in 1982. So we've got a lot of people have gone through the program through those many years. So
all three of my children have gone through the program, and they're all in their mid to late 20s at this point. Mm-hmm.
And how beneficial is it to these kids, do you think? I mean, if you've all been through it, what does it do for you?
It is so good for kids. I think for me personally, it grew my faith. I mean, I was a cradle Catholic, right? I was born and raised into the faith and went to church every Sunday. But going to tech really kind of opened my eyes to how it opened my eyes and my heart.
Yeah.
To how the Lord can do such amazing things for us.
And it becomes such a personal thing. You know, it's not something we're just going to. We don't just go to attend mass or go just to attend. It becomes a real personal involvement for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because my journey did not stop with my first tech. I kept growing. It still is, even now as the musician. So I get a different experience every time I go.
What kind of things have you heard from the participants? What have they said that tech has done for them, besides Maddie? Like, have any of the participants come up to you afterwards and said, man, that was amazing, this really did this for me, or came back to you years later even?
I know that a lot of kids are impressed at how welcoming the community is, that they came in maybe hesitant on Saturday morning, and by Monday afternoon, you know, they're sad that they have to leave, because they felt like they were in this place where they were accepted, and they were shown love and respected, and now they have to kind of go back out into the world. But we try to also make a point that that's the purpose. You know, you have to take what you got here back into the world. That's what we're asked to do. We're asked to you know, like the theme, one of the themes of the program, of course, is the, you know, the grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies, you know, that we have to die to ourselves in order to live for Christ. And we do that out in our homes. And I do think it is important to say that we don't want tech to become the parish for those kids. It's not, that's not the purpose of it. It is for them to take what they get in the tech program back to their home parishes, you know, back to their schools, back to their families. But we don't want tech to become their parish. We don't want that to happen.
You know, they find out too that they're not alone in what they're going through in their life, in their struggles, and in their faith. You know, a lot of times at this age, they don't really take their faith and turn it into their own, owning it, owning their own faith. And so this is the beginning of that as well, if they haven't already.
Understood. Now, I have friends that have gone to tech, and I'm going to tell you what they said they thought of tech in just one moment. But first, here's a few quick words from our sponsors.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio.
It was wonderful to pray with our Catholic Spirit Radio listeners and watch the powerful movie at last week's Outdoor Rosary and Movie event. A big thanks to Tate's Old Fashioned Ice Cream in LaGrange, Illinois, which created and donated a special ice cream treat for all of us. Did some of you not hear about this event? When we have special events or news, we use email addresses to tell our listeners first. Do we have yours? If not, email us so you don't miss the next event. office@catholicspiritradio.com.
Help seniors remain independent. Faith in Action is a nonprofit providing transportation for people over 60 to medical appointments and grocery stores. Become a Faith in Action driver in the extended Bloomington Normal area, 309-827-7780.
Hi, this is Kathy
and Ann
from Catholic Spirit Radio. We are looking for folks who would love to volunteer with us during our fundraisers and various other station events and tasks throughout the year.
We really need volunteers in the DeKalb, Sycamore, Morris, Joliet, and Lincoln areas, as well as Bloomington Normal.
If you have a few extra hours or more a month, put them to use for the Lord.
We would love to add your name to our Catholic Spirit Radio volunteer list. Contact us at office@catholicspiritradio.org.
Listeners support Catholic Spirit Radio in many different ways. Some write checks, others use credit cards. But did you know that you can also give Catholic Spirit Radio your old car, truck, boat, motorcycle, or RV, even if it's not working? Donating your vehicle is easy. We take care of everything from pickup to tax receipt. Just go to CatholicSpiritRadio.com to click on the Donate Your Vehicle link or call 866-628-CARS.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Paul Garcia, and I'm speaking with Butch Angus, Lisa Wielander, and Maddie Manint of Tech, Teens Encounter Christ. I was just telling you guys that I'm going to tell you what someone told me they thought tech was meant for, or who they thought it was meant for when they went through it as a child. And their opinions changed, but they believed at that time when they were going through it, 15 years old, that this is where parents send their kids when their kids are losing their faith, when they're acting up and stuff like that. You guys kind of laughed when I told you that during the break. So who is it for? Who is it designed for? What kind of teen? And what do you think of that idea that I just told you?
It does happen. I think there are instances where, you know, kids get brought to the weekend who against, you know, well, not against their will, but certainly not with their enthusiasm. And, you know, we've had instances of that. But, you know, I think of a couple of kids that I sponsored to go through the program because they were the teen children of friends of mine. And I was like the confirmation sponsor for one of those boys, one of the Sander boys. So, you know, so it was a gift to him that, hey, I thought you'd be interested in this. And so, you know, I think it's a lot of the kids that go through probably have an interest in faith anyhow. So, you know, it gravitates that. But yeah, there are as many different reasons that kids come to tech as there are probably kids that come to tech.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. 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 And, yeah, I'm sure it's a minority of people that get sent there to getting them straightened right. out. It seems like it's more kids that are interested in their faith. They want to deepen their relationship with Christ, which is kind of the center of all this, isn't it?
Correct. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
So what kind of, what are some of the types of kids that you see come in there? Who is it? I know I just said it's kids that, a lot of the kids want to deepen their relationship with Christ, but what have you heard is, are some of the main reasons that these kids choose to come to the Tech Weekend?
Well, as you said, some of them want to come to deepen their faith. They want to find friendship and fellowship with others that are searching, seeking, whether they're Catholic. This is one thing that our tech is ecumenical, so you do not have to be Catholic. However, it is sponsored by the Roman Catholic Church, as I think I said earlier.
Sure.
But so we've had kids come from that are not just Catholic, but Lutherans, kids from the Christian Church, Eastview Christian. I think we've had a couple of kids from there.
Yeah. And team members, adult team members as well.
Yes.
So are there events that go on within this event? First of all, I'm going to have you tell me about what things you have done in the past, what things you've experienced. I don't know if you have speakers come in. I know you eat, right? And you have these, I don't know if there's a classroom setting. I'll ask you about that in 1 second. But is there anything that's particularly Catholic? I don't know if there's confessions that you do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do. We do offer reconciliation at the first night. We do offer the reconciliation, and yes, there will be Mass held throughout the weekend with communion. We ask that if they're not of the Catholic faith, that they do cross their arms at the communion for the special blessing that they can receive.
Part of the Die Day, you know, we have the reconciliation, but before that, we do a stations presentation. We actually walk through the through Central Catholic and do a Stations of the Cross. Yeah. And we also try to think about ways that, you know, we ask the kids to, you know, how do you think, you know, for example, Jesus falls for the first time. How do you think that applies maybe to today, you know, to a young person's life today? And we ask them to use their imagination that way. So we, you know, that's part of the Die Day.
So we do paraliturgies throughout the weekend. And a paraliturgy is a small, liturgy-like service that we do. We'll do some resurrection. We'll do the
coming of the Holy Spirit,
Pentecost.
I think one of the things that they realized with Tech being different from Curcio, and Tech did grow out of the Curcio movement.
And for people that don't know, Curcio is what exactly?
It's a 3-day little
course in Christianity is what it kind of stands for.
Yeah. So they found that really didn't work with the kids, you know, just listening to speakers all day long.
Right.
didn't work for the kids. But so we get the kids up and kind of actually participating in these different events. And, you know, usually it's the kids on the presenting team. But by the end of the weekend, we try to get the candidates involved, you know, in reading the petitions, for example, at Mass or doing something, you know, sharing their favorite saint on the weekend and incorporating that in when we talk about the lives of the saints as part of a talk. I think it's Church People of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, we want the kids to get involved and just those kinds of experiential things, I think helps make it more, I don't know, the kids are more receptive to that kind of thing.
Well, that's like what really starts that foundation of building the community, back to what you were asking earlier about how do you build this community. Getting those candidates involved during the weekend really starts that foundation.
Yeah, bringing up the gifts.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of singing.
Yes,
there's a lot of singing.
Yes.
Very interesting.
You were talking about speakers earlier, too. So
yes.
We were talking about the presenting team. The presenting team has speakers. There will be teen speakers and adult speakers, both, that will present the different meditations, reflections that will be given on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. So let me ask you this. When a kid leaves from this event, from this weekend, what do you want them to have learned? What do you want them to have said? Basically, we're selling the end product here. What would you like for them to say, like, oh, this changed? Do you want them to say, man, I have friends now? that are in the faith, man, I just have a deeper understanding of my faith. I just feel closer to God, Jesus. I feel like I have a personal relationship. Is it all those things? Is it one of those more than the other?
It's all those things.
I think the biggest thing that I took away from my very first weekend was the friendship and the community. I mean, that was the biggest thing. I didn't feel like I had that community at my own school. So having that community somewhere was the best thing. And I think it's different for each person, right? Each person's going to take something away. But the story of the Paschal Mystery is really the driving point of the entire weekend.
What do you think kids' favorite part of the weekend is?
Other than the food?
Sure.
Well, there are certain things that we can't talk about because there are surprises for the kids on the weekend. And some of those things are going to be, you know, are end up being the things. But I do think it comes back to that sense that I felt like I was safe here. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was cared about here. And it's those connections with people, you know. I went to two funerals last year for gentlemen who I had met through the tech program 40 years ago. You have to excuse me. My friends understand that. Your seat can be used as a flirtation device. but it's those connections, you know. I think about those people that I met in the program who are now, you know, in their 80s and they're passing away, and it's a privilege to have had their support and their encouragement at a time in my life when I was trying to figure some things out. So it is those connections.
Yeah,
those connections, sure, that you make.
I met my very best friend my first tech weekend, and I moved to Missouri and we connected. And now that I'm back in Illinois, we're still very best friends. So
my wife and I met through the tech program. So
really,
My daughter and my son-in-law met through the tech program. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. If nothing else, you go here for a matchmaking thing.
That's awesome. If that happens.
Oh no, that's
great.
Right. It's a boys event.
Yeah. No, they're separate. Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's so today in our society today, and it's been this way for years, but you know, we're so doubtful of who we are as young people, or even as older people. And knowing that you have other people that you can relate to, that you can talk with, that you can learn from, it's just so important. It just really does go back to community and that feeling of knowing that you're one with others. It's right. Not just you.
Yeah.
We're social beings, you know. Mm-hmm. Human beings are social beings. And when you're a Catholic human being, it can feel like there's not a lot of other Catholic beings out there that are your age, especially for young people. Mm. They're not as outward about their faith.
Correct.
They're not as proud necessarily about their faith. It's not as cool. So when you are around other kids who you think are cool and they are of your same faith, it just makes you feel less alone. And it builds camaraderie, builds teammatesmanship. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing. And I think it's so important to have these young people come together around their faith.
Very much so. Very much so. And, you know, how often do you go to a mass or an event or whatever and see, you know, the people, they're just so happy to see each other. And they're so happy to be there. And they're so happy to praise the Lord.
Right.
And it's wonderful.
Absolutely it is. So you said there's a lot of singing at this weekend. What else is there? What other aspects do the kids like? You got the singing. You do the confessions. You do the masses each day with communion. What else can you tell me that's not a secret?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of, not a lot. There's several times where they just sit. Well, actually, okay. There are several times where they sit as a table. They talk about what they've heard. They discuss what they've learned. But there's recreational time as well throughout the weekend. So, you know, we, like Butch was saying, we get them up, we get them involved. They're participating in the liturgies, they're participating in the paraliturgies, they're participating in just some fun time as well as, you know, a lot of fellowship.
Yeah. There's, you know, those speakers, and they give talks on different subjects, and it's different for each person when they give it, but there's like a specific thing that people will learn from each talk, right? And there's some time for reflection too, whether that's with each other as a table, like Lisa said, or personal reflection too.
Okay.
Each team, every time there's a team, which this July will be the girls' team number 153. So this will be the 153rd Tech in the Bloomington Normal Tech Center. And then the boys will be Tech number 154. Well, each team, the leaders, pick a theme for
the weekend.
And mm-hmm. Maddie, would you like to speak about that?
Yeah, so for the girls' weekend, we have our theme is the joy of the Lord is our strength. And for the boys, it is we are one in the spirit.
Okay. And so how might that, well, yeah, I bet you can't really talk about this next one, how you're going to incorporate that theme into what you guys do, but how might you have incorporated past themes into the events that you do and how everything is structured?
Well, I can speak to my own. I was a lay leader 9 years ago, and the theme of my weekend was say the word and I shall be healed. And that was a big thing for me because, one of the things I talked about in as the lay leader, there's a lot of personal sharing sometimes. And I experienced some trauma in my childhood. And one of the things I talked about as a part of my weekend was just how, for me, my involvement in tech and my involvement in the Catholic Church was healing, is how I experienced God's healing in my life. So, you know, that's an example, I think, of how that theme got worked into my weekend. And then we, you know, there are different like posters and things that, you know, the kids will do. And then they'll sometimes try to incorporate that theme into their posters or to the different decorations that might be a part of the weekend. So
yeah,
it just varies, but it's, you know.
I can speak to the music aspect too. I was given the theme and that's, I pray on it a lot that, and that drives some of the music choices that I pick.
Okay. Yeah.
So it could be a lot of joyful songs.
Sure.
Oh, for sure.
My theme when I was a leader was make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And so, you know, based on the psalm, and one of the fun things I had was I gave all the kids a little instrument, and we sang and played our little instruments on one of the days, too.
Well, it's beautiful, beautiful stuff. I love it. I have a few more questions for you, and I will get to them just after the break. But first, here are a few words from our beloved sponsors.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio.
Listeners support Catholic Spirit Radio in many different ways. Some write checks, others use credit cards. But did you know that you can also give Catholic Spirit Radio your old car, truck, boat, motorcycle, or RV, even if it's not working? Donating your vehicle is easy. We take care of everything from pickup to tax receipt. Just go to CatholicSpiritRadio.com to click on the Donate Your Vehicle link or call 866-628-CARS.
Hi, this is Kathy
and Ann
from Catholic Spirit Radio. We are looking for folks who would love to volunteer with us during our fundraisers and various other station events and tasks throughout the year.
We really need volunteers in the DeKalb, Sycamore, Morris, Joliet, and Lincoln areas, as well as Bloomington Normal.
If you have a few extra hours or more a month, put them to use for the Lord.
We would love to add your name to our Catholic Spirit Radio volunteer list. Contact us at office@CatholicSpiritRadio.org.
Help seniors remain independent. Faith in Action is a nonprofit providing transportation for people over 60 to medical appointments and grocery stores. Become a Faith in Action driver in the extended Bloomington Normal area, 309-827-7780.
It was wonderful to pray with our Catholic Spirit Radio listeners and watch the powerful movie at last week's Outdoor Rosary and Movie event. A big thanks to Tate's Old Fashioned Ice Cream in LaGrange, Illinois, which created and donated a special ice cream treat for all of us. Did some of you not hear about this event? When we have special events or news, we use email addresses to tell our listeners first. Do we have yours? If not, email us so you don't miss the next event. office@catholicspiritradio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Paul Garcia, and I'm speaking with Butch Angus, Lisa Wielander, and Maddie Manent of TEC, Teens Encounter Christ. Guys, we were just talking during the break about a lot. You never hear kids saying that they regret going through the weekend. You did mention, though, that the first day can be a little tough for some kids. You know, I know someone that went through this, and they had never really stayed away from home for more than one night, and they were a bit nervous, but they wound up loving the whole thing. So tell me about some of the difficulties that they may face on maybe the first day.
Well, the theme is Die Day, you know, to die to oneself. And that means, you know, kind of an examination of your life and your conscience and, you know, what you've been doing. What are your, you know, do you have ideals that support your faith, or do you have ideals that don't support your faith? Or that don't support family unity, or don't support your well-being, your physical health, your emotional health, your mental health. So that kind of that it can be kind of a downer. But you know, we try to provide support for the kids. We do offer the option to go to reconciliation. Those of us who are assistant spiritual directors are also available if the kid just wants to talk to somebody, but not to go to confession. So. Mm-hmm. No kid will be made to stay through the weekend. But, you know, we try to encourage them, look, you know, this is a hard day. It's kind of a long day. This is an examination of conscience is not fun. but at the end of that, you know, things are going to get better. Tomorrow is going to be a different day. And, the theme of that day is Rise Day. So everybody tends to, the energy level tends to pick up, the type of music gets played, the
activities that we do,
the tie-dye t-shirts get broken out, so so that comes out, and you know, and it does get better. But by the end of the weekend, the kids are, like I said, if the kids are upset, it's that the weekend is ending, not that they ended up coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's like Good Friday, Easter Sunday, you know, Pentecost Sunday, like we talked about, and
like, right,
they don't want to leave that mountaintop experience.
Absolutely. And difficulties that teens face, I want to talk about that a little bit. What are some of the things? Because as time goes on, different generations have different problems. And I know right now I've spoken to high school kids and just given speeches to them and stuff. And I find that a lot of their issues are totally different than what the issues might have been 20 years ago for kids their age. So I'm just wondering, you kind of have your thumb on the pulse of what's going on in this age group, this demographic. What kind of difficulties do you think that they're facing?
Well, you know, so my background, I'm retired. I worked in mental health in the mental health field for many years. And so I'm kind of the go-to guy sometimes with the deacons when we have these kinds of things come up, either before a weekend or during a weekend. These kids do come to us already, you know, having had, you know, bad experiences, trauma in their life, so difficult family situations that they're dealing with. So they can come to us with just about any kind of problem. And you know, we try to work with them, try to offer them support. We try to tell them that there's terrible things have happened to you, but God loves you. We love you. We're going to be here for you. We're going to help you, with any way that we can to, you know, kind of support you to do what you need to do to, you know, to kind of have a better pathway in your life. But it's going to be grounded, but it's going to be grounded in faith, you know, in your Christian Catholic faith, that should be a part of your healing experience, whatever you need, whatever it is you need.
You know, and we want them to know too, that God has forgiven us. You know, there's nothing that, if you're sorry, there's nothing that God can't forgive. Yeah. And that love, that they are loved. They are loved by God unconditionally. They're loved by all of us.
But. Sure. Yeah. And Maddie, what can you remember about some of the kids that you went with? Do you remember any of the struggles that they were undergoing? I know this isn't necessarily a retreat for helping those who have been abused or, you know, gone through that. But surely every kid has their struggles and they come out during this, especially during the examination of conscience.
Yeah, I think a lot of us were kind of facing, I mean, the biggest struggle that I had, I can speak to my own experience, was I didn't have friends. I went to a small school. I didn't have friends that knew what my faith was, knew how the faith was at all. I mean, and going to Tech really brought that out, and I kind of realized I was lonely. I mean, that was the biggest thing that I was struggling with. I mean, sure, there were other mental health aspects that kind of tied into my experience and others, I'm sure. But like Butch said, the biggest thing was everything was rooted in my faith. God loves us unconditionally.
Right. In that community aspect that you alluded to at the beginning, which is one of the biggest selling points of this whole thing. It's so important. I bet a lot of people had the exact same realization that, hey, I'm lonely. And hey, I would love some friends. And hey, it's hard to get friends that share your faith when you're actually a devout Catholic as well. So it all around just sounds like a wonderful, wonderful weekend. The Tech organization just sounds great. And I'm sure you're all so proud to be a part of that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, how many years have we been involved, Butch?
Well, we figured out you went through Tech in January of 1980. And I went through in July of 1980. I had just converted to the Catholic faith. I was 17 years old. I was a newly born Catholic or newly reborn Catholic. So 40 plus years.
Yeah. And you know, once they started here in the Bloomington Normal, like I said, I was on Tech 1.
I was on Tech team. Too.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. We've been involved in many, 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 many techs since then, in one way or another.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
And how have the numbers been? I know that there are 4 tech centers in the Diocese of Peoria. It sounds like a good thing, but how have the numbers been faring over time?
Well, you know, going back to, you know, back into the 1980s when we were going through, I mean, it was not uncommon to have, you know, 30 to 40 kids going through each weekend. And we had, in Peoria, we had 9 weekends a year that we would do, 9 months a year we were doing techs. Here we do our concurrent weekends in February and in July. It'd be nice if we could maybe stretch a third one in sometime during the year. We'll talk to the deacons about that. But, you know, we're running probably, you know, 20 to 30 kids now. And, you know, the pandemic really, it really blew things up for us because we couldn't do anything for over two years. And, you know, so, you know, and when you're relying on those kids coming back on the weekends and they weren't there to do that for us, you know, we've kind of had to start from scratch. It's coming back, but it's taking time. I hope that the you know, I know one thing that we try to do in terms of recruitment is try to get the staff at Central Catholic involved on weekends. We try to get the youth ministers at the different parishes here in town involved. We try to get the pastors involved to talk about it and to support it. And they're pretty good about that. But I think it's, you know, one of those things that we can keep working on to keep reminding people that we're there. I'd like to see those numbers go up, but it's we're hoping that this concurrent thing is going to work okay there. I mean, there are times when we separate the boys and the girls, but there are times we also come together. So we come together for meals. Mm. We come together for mass. The paraliturgies.
A couple of the talks too, of the meditations, reflections that we have. Yeah. Also, we're all together for.
Now, in some dioceses in the country, they do have co-ed tech. We're not allowed to do co-ed tech in the Peoria Diocese. But this hybrid thing that we came up with about a year ago, we're hoping is going to, I mean, I'll just say, I think some of those, some of those dioceses that do have co-ed techs get more kids. So, but we're not allowed to do that. So we're hoping that this hybrid thing that we've come up with here will help increase the numbers over time. Mm-hmm. So.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, guys, it's been a wonderful conversation. Tech sounds like such a great thing. I truly hope and pray that your numbers go up. It sounds like you're doing pretty solid. You have a lot of these centers here in the Diocese of Peoria for a good reason. And you're doing the most important work for the youth. You know, you're enhancing their faith. You're deepening their faith. You're educating them. You're building community. You're helping them gain friends that share their faith. It's such important stuff, building that personal relationship with Christ.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, for those adults who are interested in volunteering for the program, you know.
We're always looking for adults, yeah.
Lisa and I just turned in. I mean, we're 60. We're in our 60s now. And it energizes our faith to be with these young people. So, I mean, I would encourage, you know, adults who want to come in and volunteer either in the kitchen or for security, that there's something about the energy that these kids have, and especially, you know, the energy around, you know, their faith being renewed or found for the first time in some instances, that has a contagious sort of thing for you and as adults. So that's what I know. That's what probably keeps you and I.
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Right. Well, is there anything any of you would like to say about Teens Encounter Christ before we go ahead and wrap things up?
It makes a great confirmation gift.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
If you're looking for something to give that niece, nephew, that grandchild for confirmation, you can offer them to pay for them to go through the Tech Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's such a rewarding experience. Yeah. And like you said, it's filled with faith, fellowship, fun, and food. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong.
And, wonderful. You know, I think the biggest thing that kids probably are going to be worried about is the unknown, right? They don't know anyone else who's going to be there. They don't know what it is or what it's going to be like. The biggest thing that I would tell a candidate is that doesn't matter. You're going to have so much fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's okay to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That's where we grow, right? So that would be the biggest thing that I would say.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. If there's any kids listening, let's get signed up for this event, especially this one coming up in July, July 8th through the 10th. Is that a mm-hmm. girls' one?
Both.
Oh, it's both. There's, what yes, am I talking about? That's right.
There's a boys' tech and a girls' tech going on simultaneous.
That's right. And you can sign up for that by going to bn-techtec.org. Get yourself signed up. If money is a big issue, don't worry about it.
We'll take care of
it. This is just a donation type of thing. It's not mandatory. So let's get those numbers going. And everyone, Butch, Lisa, Maddie, thank you very much for coming on today. It was a pleasure talking with you. And thank you for doing what you do with Teens Encounter Christ.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for and for letting us to help put out that information out there.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course, the pleasure is all ours. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Catholic Conversations. That was Butch Angus, Lisa Wielander, and Maddie Manant. Goodness. And they're with Teens Encounter Christ. God bless and have a great week.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations. Download our podcasts at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.